folks.
Good to see you, Dr. Miller. I've been busy. How have you been? Yeah. Are you making dinner tonight? Okay. Let's visit you. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, folks, we need to get started.
Go.
I'm not going to jinx myself by telling you how confident I am that this meeting is going to be efficient and record-setting. But I just did that. So here we go. I think the first order of business is approval of the minutes from the previous Senate meeting. Anybody have any issues that way? If not, we could make sure. Yeah, thank you. Make sure you guys let John know who you are, so that for our, for the minutes, he can make sure he knows who's motioning in seconds. Was there a second?
Second, Hanley.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Just a couple items from the chair. About a month or so ago, the SEC forwarded four names to the president for a position on athletic policy for the Gordon Ford College, and the president informs me that he has selected Brian Goff. So if you see Brian, say hey, and thanks for your service. Jen, can you put up that email I sent you? I'm going to go ahead and dispatch with this now. About a week or so ago, I sought some volunteers for some committee service. And I got a response, and these are the folks that responded. So I would just entertain a motion from some way to endorse these appointments for this committee service.
Okay.
But he told me he wanted to represent CHHS. Yeah.
Does one get
yeah.
shoes?
Yeah. Okay. So there they are. One thing I think that everybody considers the Benefits Committee a pretty important position, and I just want to endorse the person who stepped forward on that. He served on my welfare committee last year as an excellent member, and he's indicated to me in an email that he's even taken some training in employee benefits because of an association that he's involved with, so I think he'll be a very good member. So I just would need a motion to thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Can we go back to the website real quick? And call up the Senate Committees button on the left. We've got the current Senate Committees now on the website. If you would take a peek on those and make sure they're accurate, that would be helpful. We're missing just a couple spots here and there, but pretty much all the committees are fully served now. The other thing is, if you open up that University Center, and I want to thank Jennifer for doing this, but basically this is a spreadsheet that has all the current senators, their terms, and the committees that they currently serve on. So again, if you know, helpful information, if you're looking for somebody, if you don't know when you're termed out, I am termed out after spring. Thank you very much. You can check this list, and if you have changes or fixes that need to be made, if you just contact Jennifer, she'll update it, and then Jessica Steinberg, who's doing a great job on the website for us, will update it. That's it for me. Jennifer?
Just an announcement that I was asked to present on behalf of the Glasgow student body. First of all, they want to compliment and thank Christopher Costa and Corey Dodds for coming out to Glasgow. We've made great strides in trying to get representation there, which we have not had in a long time, and Corey and Christopher made the Endless Trek to the Wilds tomorrow afternoon, and I can't remember the exact time, but the Glasgow student body is having another meeting, and they wanted me to let you know that faculty are welcome at this one and asked me to share that information. So if any of you want to go, it's at 3, probably in the conference room. If you'd like to go, you would be more than welcome, and I want to say publicly I'm very proud of our Glasgow students. They're really pulling themselves together, and I think they're going to do some great things. And that's it for me. Thank you.
I guess related to the Glasgow campus, the Provo has sent out a notice to some departments and units about his presentation that he'll make on the by-term proposal, and it came to my attention that that he's not planning on any visits to the branch campuses, and I kind of think that's an important thing. I'm wondering if someone might want to make a motion that we would recommend, the Senate would recommend, that the Provo include the branch campuses in his informational sessions. I can't do it.
I'll make the recommendation.
Motion?
Motion to encourage the provost to come to the regional campuses to discuss the by-term plan.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. I think Patty's next, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Molly has a report this time around, but I guess maybe we'll hear from her in December.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The board met for its fourth quarterly meeting on October 26th. And a lot of what we heard came in the form of informational reports. There were reports on enrollment, on construction, on the recently concluded capital campaign. And we also had an excellent presentation, and if anybody's interested, let me know. In fact, I can link this in the report that will be posted on the Senate website. Had a very interesting presentation on federal law, in particular the Clery Act, as it related to the disclosure of crimes such as the ones committed and covered up at Penn State University, which have now led to one conviction, and most recently the indictment of the former president of the university and some other officials. So I'll include that link for you, but it was a very, very interesting, informative presentation. There are two action items that I'd like to share with you in greater detail. First was the action item for approval for the university to do an exchange with some additional funds to exchange the current Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity property on Normal Street with property called Cherry Hill Place, which is at the top of College right next to the former Rock House site. And there was a considerable amount of debate on this. One of the questions that I had was why it was that we were paying off the mortgage. The action item called for the board to authorize paying off the mortgage on the property, $270,000, to exchange for a property that the assessed rate was at $210,000. So in essence, it's a $60,000 loss for the university. It's more of a drawdown from reserve. We've had multiple drawdowns from the reserve for the for property purchases for various things. That was something that I raised. And I also raised during discussion questions about this is intended to be part of the purchases for the new Honors College building. Honors College building has not been authorized by the legislature for agency bonding. And one of the questions that I raised was what extent we were going to, what's going to pay the debt service on that agency bond. On the record, and when the minutes are posted, I will link them for you. I'll link the podcast. The president told the board that a lot of that funding would come from Navitas students, but we haven't hit those targets, so I'm not really sure how that money is going to come from Navitas students. As we're still talking about theoretical building at this point, that's still a theoretical question, but it's obviously one that's going to bear observation going forward. Student Regent Dodds asked questions about whether or not the Honors College should be the first priority at this point, given the need for state-bonded renovation of Grice Hall, of replacement buildings for the last part of Thompson Complex, and replacement building for the College of Business, both of which are on the capital schedule as state-bonded projects. The final vote, after much discussion, was 6 yes, 1 no, I was the no vote, 1 abstention, that was Regent Dodds. There'll be more property issues, and I'll continue to keep you posted on that, and I encourage you to write me about them. The other action item that merits attention came from personnel actions, in which a large number of staff received significant raises without receiving promotions or changing positions, including several assistant coaches and one vice president. And using the strategic plan as my reference point, I offered the following very short remarks that will capture the points that I will continue to make over and over again at the board on such matters. I said, there are some large percentage increases in base salary for some people who remain in the same positions, and I begrudge them nothing, and I appreciate their excellent service. But I must remind the board that in our strategic plan, page 3, objective 1.2, I'll have the link, it states that we will first increase the salaries of faculty by 15% to better align with benchmark medians by ranks over 6 years. There's a similar point for staff. The funding method for this is growth money, which we don't have growth, and the internal reallocation in faculty staffing plan. So what I told the board is that, in short, the best case scenario according to the strategic plan, assuming several revenue streams come through, is 15% over 6 years for faculty and staff who are doing more with compensation that has not been at benchmark since I came here in 1993. So if you support this today, I said to my colleagues on the board, I also ask that you take seriously the frustrations of all those whose compensation is well below market and on whose work the institution's success ultimately depends. Let this be the day that the president and the board commit to raise all boats, not only a few. And after the meeting, I had some very good conversations about these inequities, not only with our fellow board members, but also with our Vice President of Finance, who assured me that she will work with the newly formed Budget Council on this matter. She assures me that I'm being heard. So rest assured, I will continue to follow up on this, and I want to thank all of you for everything that you have done and will continue to do this semester. And don't worry, I will tell the board all about it. Thank you.
Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Mac. Provost is hosting the statewide meeting of the chief academic officers today, so he asked me to fill in and give you a brief report from his lens. There are five Senate recommendations that came to the provost, and they have been approved and are now up on the website. The faculty workload and compensation proposal has been approved. The syllabus policy has been approved. The sabbatic leave policy has been approved. And the reports from the Graduate Council and UCC from last meeting have been approved. So if any of you have any questions about that, see me afterwards, and I'll be happy to elaborate on those. He also wanted me to share with you that phase two of the staffing plans have now been approved. It's about 15 to 20 additional positions. These are positions in addition to the phase one approved positions. And searches are underway now to complete phase two hiring for 2013-14. And it should move the faculty ratio along the trajectory that is included in the strategic plan or the action plan of the institution. And he also wanted me to share with you his acknowledgement of the good work of enrollment management in DLO to sustain the fall 2012 enrollment, and therefore we were able to go ahead with phase two hiring. He also wanted me to remind you of the agreement. I think he sent it around to all faculty, the agreement that he had reached with the Office of Research, having to do with the cooperative support for research and the creative activity for tenure-eligible faculty. Again, this was sent to you. If any of you have any questions, don't hesitate to let us know about this. There's a lot of confusion about some of these research grant incentives for faculty when they're buying out courses and that kind of thing, and so we try to make it as simple as possible. Even I have confusion sometimes with respect to some of this stuff. So, but again, he wanted me to reiterate it to you that it is on online, and I think he sent it as an email to faculty all a week or so ago. He also wanted me to let you know that the CPE, which is currently on campus, is starting a discussions about the priorities that relates to the Adult Learner Initiative. This initiative is being undertaken by all of the public institutions in the Commonwealth, especially for students who have 45 hours or more but no degree. The emphasis is trying to work with these individuals to help them complete their degree programs and graduate. And part of this initiative is awarding credit for prior experience. This has been an issue that's been on the table for quite some time. A lot of institutions are dealing with this. There are some nuances that are associated with this. I recall maybe 3 years ago we started talking about this. There was a committee that was chaired by Dennis George to talk about how we could institute this here at WKU. And there were some recommendations that came from that committee. And things were put on hold for quite some time. Well, now they're back on the table, and we are discussing this again. So you can expect to hear more about this in the near future, because this is a priority from CPE, and they're asking each of the institutions to focus more attention on this. And finally, he wanted me to thank all of you who participated in the Associate Provost / Graduate Dean search. He's hoping to make an announcement within the next couple of weeks, and also to encourage you to participate in the Library Dean evaluation and search that's currently underway. That's it as far as the Provost Office is concerned. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Corey? I'll keep my report very brief, but I'd just like to take a moment to clarify my remarks about the theoretical honors college facility at the last Board of Regents meeting. Regent Minner's remarks were accurate regarding my opinion, but fundamentally, I don't believe the honors college doesn't deserve their own facility. However, I think many of us can agree that there are other priorities that must be first met before we can begin thinking about the Honors College facility that have been delayed by other capital projects around campus that will be continued to be delayed because of the Honors College facility construction. In FGA News, Dr. Hanley talked about the Glasgow Student Body Association. That is the last big thing that FGA has done recently. We're very proud of that and hope to give representation to students at that campus. We just finished our scholarship process where we awarded $20,000 to various students going abroad or studying away or pursuing other scholarly activities. If any of your students have questions about that, about how they get their money, please refer them to the SGA office and we can help them out. And finally, the Society of Distinguished Graduates, department head should have received some information about that, where we're seeking to recognize outstanding students beyond grade point average. The deadline for departmental nominations for that is by the end of the day tomorrow. We hope that we have widespread participation so that we can recognize the great things that students are doing. We've had several already come in, and I've looked over them, and they are absolutely outstanding. But thank you.
Graduate Council report. This is graduate faculty only. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You know, I got to tell you, I don't have a clue who the graduate faculty are. I mean, if something really important came up, there'd probably be a big fist fight, but I'm wondering if you ought not to wear badges or crowns or something. But, you know. Okay.
Get on that railroad.
You'll wear a crown.
Undergraduate curriculum report, UCC report. I understand John's not here today. That's motion for, to approve less 533, the major in construction management. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Committee reports. Who'd we list first? Gen Ed, Colin Aid, Robert?
Colin Aid committee items are listed.
And the way I understand it, this is the same drill as we went through before. These are not changing, right? Okay. Any discussion? That would be the items that are incorrectly by me listed under information. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Faculty welfare? Guy? No report? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Kurt. No report. Guy, faculty welfare, academic quality. Faculty welfare.
Going twice.
Sound like I'm in the airport. Pick up the phone.
Neither. I think this has a report.
No report. Very good. Anybody else have anything for the benefit of the Senate today? I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Don't get used to it.
I'll be remembered for one thing.
This isn't ready to post. I wrote it an hour ago. What do you want it to say?
No, it's fine.
I cut and pasted from the Herald, so yeah.
I mean, what you said is fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Real good.
I just wanted to find the
Yeah. No, I'm glad you did. Because, two and a half hours of South Campus yesterday. Trust me, they're paying attention to that story. And, I mean, I'm telling you, if the president would just like shut up in these interviews with the Herald, I mean, all I heard was about the International Cafe. You know, that he mentioned, and I did have to say, that's a theoretical cafe and a theoretical building. And what I didn't want to say publicly was, you know, the dude changes his mind like the weather. I mean, he may have forgotten about all of this by the time they actually have a building.
I told you today.
To my Gmail?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't been on there today, so. All right. Vladimir Mori. Okay. Like, you're not going to the thing tonight, are you? I was going to say, good choice. Yeah, I'll take a hit for the team and go. I mean, you know, it means I get to sit with Ridley and his wife, which will be a different experience. So, numero tres. the non-mother of any of his children. 1% that I've talked to yesterday, he's a certain
team. I know.
Apparently, Rand's going to work with his friends together and sit.
Text me if you need me.
Theoretically, I got an email from the scholarship and the school information for Saturday. It seems to imply that they would call us Sunday. So, we'll see how it goes. Are you going to the holiday cocktails and dinner at the Range Girls?
The gift is nice. I feel guilty, of course, because it's like that. I feel guilty that the Commonwealth is paying for me to get nice gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it is. Last year's probably
cost about $200. I mean, it's huge, little stoneware, 12 days of Christmas, like custom order, 12 days of Christmas plaque. And again, I just felt like the drug experience.
Our guests invited to that. The invitation was not exclusive.
Yeah, you can bring somebody.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. And last year, you never know what you're going to do. Last year they had three different tables. Michael and me and Freddie and his wife and Porter and his wife at the same table. And then Lansdell himself seated himself right in the middle. And we were laughing. He was going to say, he didn't have to watch us. Anyway, not the
day. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm in my office in Gray now. I'm excited. I actually have time to get some work done.